It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I don't know if I've ever seen Trump this low energy. He just delivered a commencement address at West Point Military Academy. If you even want to call it a commencement address, I mean, I find it incredibly offensive that the discourse over the past week has been about the former president's mental capacity, about Joe Biden's administration, when this current administration just passed an insane, ugly bill, is taking bribes from foreign countries, and the president of the United States sounds like this on stage. Can you guys even make out what he's saying here? Notice, I want you to notice how not one joke that he says lands, if you even want to call them jokes. The crowd doesn't laugh. They sit there, confused. Take a listen.
Company, and he had nothing to do. He ended up getting a divorce, found a new wife. Could you say a trophy wife? I guess we can say a trophy wife. It didn't work out too well, but it doesn't. And that doesn't work out too well, I must tell you. A lot of trophy wives doesn't work out. But it made him happy for a little while, at least. But he found a new wife. He sold his little boat and he got a big yacht. He had one of the biggest yachts anywhere in the world.
Notice how the crowd was dead. They didn't react. They didn't laugh. That is the president of the United States up there rambling about somebody's trophy wife. I mean, he looks tired. He sounds tired. He's low energy. He's lost any shred of stage presence that he once had. He was never any President Obama. But I would argue that in 2016, his presence on stage carried him and allowed him to beat someone like a Marco Rubio, who was just kind of boring on stage. Now, I want you to watch this next clip of Trump once again bombing. He's talking about the military here. At a military academy at West Point, remember where he failed to go down the ramp a few years back, and he still can't even get like applause. Well, actually, he gets applause, but it's delayed. It's claps that they're clearly kind of confused. Just take a close listen. By the way, make sure you scroll down and drop a like.
The job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows, to transform foreign cultures, or to spread democracy to everybody around the world at the point of a gun. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America anywhere, anytime, and any place.
What the hell is up with the low energy in that room? Even I would naively expect military academy, you know, graduates to clap a little bit harder. They don't give a shit. They don't care about Trump.
America, anywhere, anytime, and any place.
Again, I find it so egregious that over the past week or 2 weeks or even years, the entire discourse has been about Biden's mental capacity. Now it's about the former president's mental capacity rather than about what Trump is saying on stage. These military grads are not clapping. I wonder if it's due to the VA cuts. I also think it would be naive to attribute it to the VA cuts. I would say it's very likely they're just like, why is the president of the United States so low energy? His eyes are closed. He looks like a gremlin. His Make America Great Again hat is insane. And he keeps arguing that at the dinner the other night, the crypto dinner, he wasn't there in the capacity of the president of the United States. He was there in a personal capacity. But then everywhere he goes, he wears a MAGA hat and MAGA merch. He is the president inherently. You can't argue that you're going to corrupt dinners in a personal capacity. It's just incredibly, incredibly weak as an argument. He then starts incoherently rambling about trade. So he tries to get into a little bit of policy, if you want to call it that. But please listen to this.
Gone are the days where defending every nation but our own was the primary thought. We are putting America first.
Okay, Sometimes defending other nations or helping nations defend themselves is how you put America first. This is like if it were 1939. This did happen in 1939, and we said, we're going to put America first. How did that turn out? It ended up turning into a world war.
We have to put America first. We have to rebuild and defend our nation. And very shortly, you're going to see a nation better than it's ever been.
In terms of what price is going up, in terms of allies running away, in terms of Russia and China now dominating, please watch this clip of the President of the United States. This is the President of the United States, and he still thinks that stealth jets are literally invisible in the sky. As Mehdi Hassan points out, one of the great underreported stories of Trump's ignorance or insanity is that for years he has made repeated comments about stealth fighters, which suggest he believes they are literally invisible in the sky. His weirdness cannot be overstated. There's a lot of words I can use for weirdness there, but please take a listen.
And I've approved a $1 trillion investment, and that will be, again, the largest ever in the history of our country. And we are buying you new airplanes, brand new beautiful planes, redesigned planes, brand new planes, totally stealth planes. I hope they're stealth. I don't know. That whole stealth thing, I'm sort of wondering. You mean if we shape a wing this way, they don't see it, but the other way they see it? I'm not so sure. But that's what they tell me.
He thinks that stealth jets are actually invisible in the sky. Stealth jets aren't literally invisible to the human eye. They're invisible to certain radar technologies that the enemies use to detect our weaponry and our equipment. And the thing is, Trump is the President of the United States, and he always speaks like he's a random dude who just doesn't really understand things. Like when the DC plane crash happened in this first week, he tweeted out, like, what could have possibly happened? Why did this pilot fail so hard? It's like, dude, why are you asking questions? Just get an intelligence briefing. You can get it before anyone else in the country. Who are you asking this to? So here's Trump, of course, airing out. You know, maybe the reason why the crowd is really silent and not really clapping is because the president started out his commencement address at West Point Military Academy just airing out personal grievances and then transitioning to Al Capone. I hope he doesn't do the Hannibal Lecter thing.
And the American people, because they're always going to be there for you. I went through a very tough time with some very radicalized, sick people. And I say I was investigated more than the great, late Alphonse Capone.
Yeah, of course you say that.
Alphonse Capone was a monster. He was a very hardened criminal. I went through more investigations than Alphonse Capone.
Someone said, ah, yes, the Capone comparison, because nothing says stable leadership like measuring your presidency against one of America's most notorious mobsters.
And now I'm talking to you as president. Can you believe this?
Is that supposed to be inspirational? Like, hey, you can commit as many crimes as me. As long as you were handed $400 million of assets by your father, you can likely get away with it. As long as you were an ex-president who can just attack the courts, you can likely get away with it. What kind of commencement address is this? Why does he always make it about himself? And why is he wearing this dumb hat? Sorry, why didn't I should have said that from the very beginning. That should have been the first thing I pointed out. Why is he wearing this dumb hat at this commencement speech? It's borderline offensive. Maybe that's also why people aren't clapping. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Why is the crowd so dead during this speech? Why is Trump wearing that dumb hat? And I want you guys to let me know how you're feeling lately. Drop a like, drop a blue heart. Love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.